we've got a little bit of a problem with Jim O'Brien. He's got a bit of a problem with his knee, so we're hoping that that'll clear up, but we're not too sure yet. But apart from that, no, I think we're fine. It's only really Jim from the weekend.
Aside from him, it'd be hard to make changes then, wouldn't it, after a performance like that?
Well, yeah, of course it would. Yeah, I thought everybody contributed, you know, greatly to the result on Saturday. You know, but it's another game, isn't it? You know, it's another tough game, and I think, you know, we have to remain professional and look at every aspect of every position, really, to make sure that, you know, if we've got a bit of fatigue in there, that we can change it around a bit. But certainly on performance wise, it would be difficult, I have to say, yeah, because the lads performed really well on Saturday.
What particularly pleased you about the win against Nottingham Forest?
Well, we restricted them to very, very few chances, quite honestly. They hit the post in the first half from a long-distance shot and had one header, you know, that possibly Mackie could have done a little bit better with. And then right at the death where they had a free kick and Luke Steele did it. So that really, in a nutshell, was the chances they had, you know, and I thought that to nullify the attacking threat that Forest posed, I thought it was terrific from our point of view. So that just proved how hard we worked all over the park, you know, to restrict them like we did. And then the other side of it, I thought we were a little bit of a menace going forward. I thought we caused them a few problems ourselves. But it was a nip and tuck game, you know, and against one of the top six sides, you know, I'm delighted with that we've gone toe to toe with them and obviously come out victorious. But it was very, very hard earned, I have to say.
Was that kind of defensive resolve because of the week before? Was that something you particularly worked on in the days leading up to facing Nottingham Forest? Because there always seemed to be somebody else covering, always seemed to be somebody pressing somebody.
Well, it wasn't really that, in fairness, Andy. I think what it was from our point of view is just getting back to where we were before. We've been quite decent in our defensive work, you know, in recent weeks. And like I said at the time, it was just out of character for us, you know. But we got back on the horse again, so to speak, you know, this week. And like you said, the work ethic from each and every one of them, you know, to cover each other and help each other out was there to be seen. And that's the type of approach we have to have in every game now.
Jennings, of course, got the winner, obviously takes the headlines because of that. Where do you see him now in his development? Because of his CV, there was quite a bit of attention on him when he arrived at the football club, and it sort of stuttered along a little bit. But now he's playing regularly. So how do you see his development rolling on?
Well, I do see his development very much so every game that we put him in. You know, we see him, you know, being a little bit better at certain little things that we've asked him to do. I think you saw on Saturday, you know, he's put a bit of the icing on the cake with a great goal, but he had a terrific shot in the first half as well, which was well saved. But I think his all-round game's coming together. You know, he understands his defensive duties, his positioning sense is getting better. Again, we've just got to keep encouraging him to finish off with the type of efforts that he had on Saturday, you know, to put some end product at the end of all of his good work. And that's really the development side of him, you know, just putting something at the end of things.
Because despite that CV, he's had to get used to first-team football again and the Championship all in one fell swoop, really.
Yes, and it's not easy either. You know, it's a very tough league, as you well know. But I thought he's been helped by the lads tremendously well, you know, and I think the players themselves realise what a talent he is, you know, because he can be the difference, you know, in games. You know, there is the other side of his game, you know, which he is developing, but we don't want to take that edge away from his attacking side of it, you know, and I think down that left-hand side there, you know, with Tom Kennedy at left-back at the moment, they've found a very good relationship, and I think, you know, just feeding him and letting Dale get on with things in front of him has suited Tom to a certain degree.
I was going to say, because he's one player who fans do often discuss, but just sticking to the defensive side of things, is that maybe getting the best out of Kennedy? He doesn't have to use his width and pace to get focused. Jennings is there.
Well, I think you've got to look at the team shape more than anything. I think, you know, we've proved on Saturday that if we're not overly expansive, we're difficult to break down. We have to maintain that, you know. I think you know, the ideals of playing football in an open, you know, end-to-end game won't suit us, quite honestly. And if we tried to do that on Saturday, I'm sure we'd have lost the game, you know, because they've got too many very good players in the midst of Forest, and so we have to have that type of approach when we're playing our next games as well, you know. So in doing so, you know, it keeps the fullbacks in nice and tight, nice and narrow, and hopefully restricts chances to the opposition. But we still got the positions where, you know, Tom can get forward at time, Jack just get forward because that's part of his game, and we don't want to lose that. But we have to monitor it, you know, for the good of the team, for the good of the side.
Frimpong didn't start, came on. Was there a particular reason for that?
Just a bit of experience in there with Martin. We just felt it was needed. You know, we had two young lads in the middle of the park at Huddersfield, and it didn't quite work for us. You know, and sometimes, you know, you need a steadying influence in there, and Martin got that. You know, so we felt that, you know, on that particular day, you know, to bring himself and Dorse back and give Mellis a bit of a freer role, if you like, was going to suit us, and thankfully it did, and Martin came in and did a sterling job, as did Manny when he came on as well. You know, he came on in a bit of a frenetic part of the game, and he did very well for us. So you know, all in all, it was a good performance from the boys in there.
Does Breck Shea come back into contention for this one now he's back from international duty?
No, he's not. No, he's still ongoing, the situation. So we'll keep letting you know what's going to happen. But he's not in contention for the tomorrow night. No.
Can I ask them what's the issue? Because he's apologised if it's about this thing at Huddersfield. So has Dawson. What's going on?
Well, I think the situation from where I am, you know, it's about the fans, you know, and it has to be. I think that you know, there was one or two things that went off that was unsavoury from my point of view. And we have to make sure that this situation doesn't escalate and certainly have an effect or an impact on the team, you know, and so that's why you've got to look at the fan situation. They were absolutely fantastic on Saturday, and that's the type of thing that we want. And what we don't want to have, and I'm not saying it would happen, but what we don't want to have is anything that is acrimonious towards the team, you know. And I think that if Brett comes back and he comes into the team, if he comes back and comes in the team, you know, we want to make sure we know what type of reaction we're going to get before it happens. You know, so we'll sit down and we'll talk about it. But it's not something that will be resurrected by tomorrow. It'll still be on the back burner for the during the week.
Right. So, because obviously we sat here on Thursday, didn't we? You've had your chat with him now. Is that because you didn't get what response you wanted? Did you not see what you wanted to see?
To a certain degree, yeah. But it's a little bit of an impact than that. You know, I think it wasn't just about me, you know, looking in the white of his eyes and seeing what was going on. I think it was important that we see what reaction we're going to get, fan wise, and because, you know, no matter where you are or what level you play at, you know, you find it difficult if you insult somebody to turn it round again quickly. And you know, we have to bear in mind as well, he's only here for another 3 weeks before his contract goes anyway. He'd have to go back at that stage, and we'd have to measure whether or not it's as well that he stays with Stoke now, or we do bring him back for those two or three games. But you know, he'd have to be in the side as well. Let's remember, you know, he hasn't been in the side for a few weeks as well. So there's lots of things to consider. And I won't be rushed into it, you know. But as I said, we'll do for the benefit of everybody, you know, and fans included.
So, just a final point on this. So, you are thinking of sending him back then?
Well, it's not a case of sending him back. It's saying, it's making sure we get the right decision, you know, from our perspective as to what we do, you know, whether it's whether he stays or he goes back. We have to be 100% sure that from where we are, that everybody's in is pulling the same way. You know, we can't afford to go into a game and, you know, and the fans still be upset with him, you know, and coming on and not giving, you know, proper, you know, the real support that we'd expect, you know. So and if there is a case for that, then we'd have to consider it, like, and we are doing.
So Leicester next, 14 unbeaten, 11 wins, the best at pretty much everything. How do you beat them?
With a big slice of luck, I would like to think. If we can have that on our side, I'll take it now. But they're having a fantastic run, aren't they? You know, and I think they're a Premier League team just in the waiting, aren't they? Really, I think it's only a matter of time. I'm sure they'd like to get it done and dusted sooner rather than later. But you know, we have different agenda, obviously. You know, and I think the confidence we're taking from Saturday's game against Forest, you know, we'll hopefully take into the game as well. It'll be a tough game. You know, I don't think they'll come here expecting, you know, to lay down and have a belly tickled. I think they'll expect a fight, and they'll get one. And again, like I say, if he can get a bit of luck in the game, I'll take it now. But it'll be a team performance from our point of view, the highest standard to beat them because they are bang on form at the moment in time.
Just need really to replicate Saturday then, don't you? Possibly with an extra 5 or 10% on top of that.
Yeah, we have to do, yes. And like I said, if the fans can replicate their support for us as well, it would be absolutely brilliant because, you know, they're a driving influence to us on Saturday. You know, they got us through that last 10 minutes or so when pressure was being mounted by Forest. I thought the fans came into their own, you know, and we're going to need them again tomorrow. But, you know, before the two games, and I mean, it's the second of the two I'm talking about now, I don't think anybody gave us a cat and nails chance to take any points. And we've got three, you know, so who chooses to say we can't get another 3 points on Tuesday?
Generally, there are enough stories each weekend and enough coupon busters to say that in the Championship there are always results that go against the grain. So for Leicester to have put together a 14-match unbeaten run to be that consistent, it's pretty extraordinary, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. It is, and when you see how tight the league is, but they're the difference, aren't they? You know, they're the one team that has managed to do that, and by doing so, that's why they get themselves in a great position up top of the league. I think is it 13 points or so between them and third place. It's a fantastic gap to open up. I would like to think. I think every game that they've played in, they've had to work the tails off for them, you know, for those points. And so you've got to tip your hat to them. So very well done. But there's still a long way to go, you know. And I'm sure they won't rest of the laurels, and they'll understand that in front of them is a lot of determined teams. And I'm hoping there's a very determined one on Tuesday night.
Because you will obviously know Nigel very well indeed. So have an element as to the character, as to the type of team he's going to put out.
He'll put a very, very strong and disciplined and organised team. You know, they'll fight for every ball, and that's been, you know, the factor in when we've watched them play, and the DVDs we've had. They're a very, very hard working team for each other, you know, right through the front, all through the midfield to the back lads. They really, really work the tails off for each other, and I think that's been a big difference, you know, and that's been the consistency, why they've had that, if they've done it week in, week out. And we'll expect exactly the same against us. So as I said, you know, physically we've got to be about our best. You know, mentally, you know, it's going to be quite demanding at times, I'm sure, but we have to be very, very strong in that department also.
Do you keep in touch much? I mean, you're both pretty local, obviously have the link from the playing days at Wednesday.
No, not really, no. Because, I mean, obviously, you know, it's during working days, you know, we're miles away, really. But no, I've not seen Nigel for a while, you know. The odd meeting that we've had with the LMA and things like that, I've bumped into him, but that's been about it, really.
And this process for Leicester seemingly has been a couple of years coming, hasn't it? Because it was what might have been last year, I suppose, but this year, without a great deal of change to this playing squad, they've been able to kind of kick on to that extra level.
Well, I think that's been the big bonus for him. He'd been able to keep the players that he had last season, you know, and develop from, and develop the mental strength, I presume, from last year as well. You know, I'm sure they're all determined after the disappointment of how the season ended for them. And they've just kicked on again. You know, they've shown a real determination to, you know, to finish in a better position than last year. So, and everything, you know, points that it's going to happen that way. You know, I don't think anybody's going to stop them. I think it's only a matter of time now. But I'm sure there's a few hiccups between now and then. You know, they're not going to win another 11 games on the belt, I wouldn't have thought. You know, 13 games on the belt. There's going to be one or two results that possibly don't go their way, and I'm hoping it'll choose to be one of them.
What would it mean to this team, confidence-wise, I suppose, as much as anything else, to look back on Wednesday morning and say, well, you've turned Leicester over and you've turned Forest over?
It'd be a massive boost, wouldn't it? Like I say, it's against all the odds, and, you know, sometimes, I mean, you saw on Saturday the Championship table turned upside down for the results, you know, particularly, you know, I think the biggest recipient of all the good results, or the bad results, whichever you look at it, were Leicester not playing, and everybody around them virtually lost, apart from Burnley yesterday. But, you know, then it looks like the top places are theirs now anyway. So they've had a great weekend, really, and been sat and having a cup of tea in front of the telly. It's not bad, is it? But I think when we play, you know, when we and if we can beat them, which obviously is a chance that we can do that, the confidence will be absolutely sky high, you know, and going into a really, really tough game at Watford as well. So I think from where we are, we take a lot of confidence from the Forest game, obviously. But I think with this one, I think there would be a fantastic double whammy to have.
Because it's also sending out that message, isn't it? I don't suppose you were the only manager on Saturday tea time to go, crikey, and they've won as well down at the bottom end of the table.
Well, yeah, that's right, you know, and I think there's, like I said before, there's always some strange results at this time, you know, and people get nervous at the top, etc. And the boys at the bottom sometimes don't have anything to lose, really, you know, so there's always one or two results that end up like that. Not necessarily all in the one day, I have to add, but I said after the game on Saturday that the results the week before helped us as well, to a certain degree, because we could have been fighting 3 points this week and still made no, you know, inroads in the on the teams around us, but we've possibly drawn one or two more teams towards us. I got one or two a little bit more nervy than they were maybe last week or week before.